Hello, welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening. For today's podcast, we are going to be discussing the Dunning-Kruger effect. And to explain that, we have three 7th grade boys with us who are going to go ahead and introduce themselves and the idea behind the effect.
Hello, I'm Mark.
I'm Dominic.
And I'm Alex.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is a theory in psychology that individuals with low and minimal knowledge in a subject area believe that they know significantly more than they already do, and that they are more knowledgeable than their peers, which in fact they're not. This whole idea started in 1995 when a man by the name of MacArthur Wheeler robbed two banks in broad daylight. He made no attempt to disguise himself, and the security cameras caught him red-handed. The footage was later released, and by that night, the police were dragging Wheeler out in handcuffs. According to a Pittsburgh Gazette article later that week, Wheeler reportedly told the police that he had smeared his face with lemon juice, and because lemon juice is used as invisible ink, he thought he could become invisible. Wheeler said that he had tested out the lemon disguise on a home camera, and his face did not show up. No one can explain this, but it seems Wheeler simply pointed the camera in the wrong direction. The whole fiasco brought up a question, put in simple terms. How could he be so dumb and not realize it? Dunning and Kruger's hypothesis, they were two scientists, was not only that unintelligent people make bad mistakes and do not use logic, but that their level of intelligence does not allow them to realize that they're wrong in the first place.
Dunning and Kruger then did a study on 65 Cornell students. They're given a short test with questions about logic, grammar, and math, and then asked to rank how they thought they did compared to their peers. They soon realized that the students whose scores ranked in the bottom 20% of all students estimated their scores to be in the top 35% of all testers. This helped propel the theory that many incompetent people do not realize that they are incompetent and have absolutely no idea that they are wrong. They then conducted a second study on 45 more Cornell students who took a 20-question long logic and reasoning test. Again, they found that many of the Cornell students overestimated their ability by a mean average of 18 points, with more than 80% of the students putting themselves in the top 40% of their peers. They then again divided their students into quartiles and found that it was the bottom quartile who had most overestimated their ability, and that the students in the top two quartiles were actually rather accurate in predicting their performance. This again supports their hypothesis that incompetent individuals are actually more likely to think they did well than their intelligent peers.
We can experience this in our everyday lives, such as when we drive around with our parents. A Dunning-Kruger effect can apply to how people rate their driving skill. Psychological students Michael M. Roy of Elizabethtown College and Michael J. Lears of New York University conducted an experiment asking people to rate their driving skills. Most people gave themselves scores that were above average, such as 7 or 8. They would then be asked about the driving skills of others, which they responded about 2 numbers less. This experiment is partially flawed because there are not many people have the same definition of good driving. In this study, college students were also asked to fill out a questionnaire asking them to rank specific driving skills, assess their own driving ability, and assess what driving skills were most important to them compared to others. For example, my mom sometimes gets mad when someone drives by very fast. That person might even be thinking that my mom is a bad driver because she is driving slower. Although people are aware of these differences, many still think that their views are superior.
So just like Alex pointed out in his study, some individuals, rather than overestimating their own ability, they actually just underestimate the ability of their peers. And Dunning and Kruger had this question, well, are they just underestimating their peers and thinking that they're dumb rather than that themselves are not as smart? So they then tested this by asking people the estimated number of questions out of 20 that they got correct. They estimated that their peers correctly answered 12 of the questions. And the average questions answered correctly was 12.5 questions out of 20. So they determined that most individuals, in fact, did not underestimate their peers and just overestimated themselves, again, supporting the hypothesis of the Dunning-Kruger effect, that everyone thinks they're way smarter than they really are.
This not only applies to dumb people overestimating themselves, it also applies to smart people who can't quite understand how not as smart people think. They tend to have more problems with understanding, for example, how could you not understand this math problem? This seems so simple to me.
This kind of relates because my sister, she's been having trouble with her math sometimes. So I try to help her and I kind of just get annoyed because I can't understand why she doesn't think this is so easy.
So yeah, that might be just a different scenario there. I mean, she's younger, she's in what, fourth, second grade, something like that. So that might not be the Dunning-Kruger effect. But that can be just like if you're a tutor trying to help your classmate. I mean, you probably wouldn't be a tutor if you couldn't understand the problems of lesser-minded individuals. But you can't understand why they can't understand this. And that's the second part of the Dunning-Kruger effect, and they also tested that in their studies.
So I guess the next logical step would be to ask the three of you how intelligent you think you are and then give you a test and see if you get the right number correct.
We could do that.
I guess so.
And you can see if the Dunning-Kruger effect works for you in terms of you think you're in the top percentiles, but you're actually in the bottoms, or you think you're in the top, but you're not quite in the top.
Yeah, I think a good way to test that would just be to ask people on the morning of a star testing, like, what percentile do you think you're going to be in?
Mm-hmm.
And then actually just see what percentile they were in.
Did any of the studies that you saw, did they indicate how many people accurately predicted?
Yeah, this article about the Cornell study said that most people in the top two quartiles, and especially the top quartile, thought that they were in the top quartile, which if they had not been in the top quartile would have suggested that their hypothesis was correct,
mm-hmm.
but they did accurately predict it.
So the top quartile accurately predicts they'd be there, and then the top two quartiles, some of the people in the second quartile predicted they'd be in the first, but they were actually in the second.
Right, but almost everyone in the lower quartiles thought they were in the upper quartiles.
Right, so the more intelligent you actually are, the better you are predicting your actual test scores.
Correct. Yeah, basically you can catch your mistakes.
Right. You're aware of what you got right or wrong.
Right, yeah, and that's another part of the Dunning-Kruger effect, that dumb people aren't aware that they're dumb. Sort of what happened with MacArthur Wheeler robbing a bank because he thought he was invisible.
Right, because he put the camera in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty funny story. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what motivated the three of you to choose this as your topic for the podcast? Did one of you just like find it one day and then the three of you discussed it and thought it would be an interesting thing to look up?
I think so. In class, Dominic and I were just like, oh, this sounds pretty cool.
And then I joined.
And then Alex joined. And then...
Good. Which one of you found it first?
I think I did. I think I was scrolling through NPR or something, the website, and I found an article on it and I just did some further research.
Okay, good. Yeah. Did you all find it worthwhile to research the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Yeah, I did,
because, I mean, it applies directly to our everyday lives, whether we notice it or not.
Right.
So once you know about this kind of thing, it helps you either better understand if you're not as smart, how smart people are thinking and why they're being mean to you when you don't understand something, or if you're really smart, why this dumb person just can't understand something.
What did you get most out of your research, and where did you get your research from?
Well, I got my research just from the original study journal posted in Science. It was the paper written by Dunning and Kruger.
So you went to the actual original source.
Okay. Yeah.
Did anybody use any other sources?
I use psychologicalscience.org for the study that I mentioned.
Of driving.
And
how everyone thinks that they're a good driver.
Dominic, which source did you use? The same one as Mark?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So then what did you get out of it, personally? On a personal level, not like on a, like a, this is an interesting thing for me to know for during school, but like you personally, as a person.
It kind of helps because the three of us being relatively intelligent people, we know that it kind of gives us a better view of what people who aren't like us feel like.
I agree with Alex.
That some people aren't just dumb, that it's just part of life, and that I shouldn't be so judgmental that you can't do this math problem or whatever.
And how did the study, the Cornell study and the Dunning-Kruger ones, how did they measure intelligence?
They measured it based on those 20-question logic tests, and then there was another test with English and a bunch of just different subjects on it. It wasn't like an IQ test or anything.
Mm-hmm. Was there a direct correlation between the logic and then the other portions? Because not, you know, logic is one thing, but then you have other questions that have other components to it. So if you're asking multiple types, it's interesting to see if there are some people who score highly on one but not the logic section or vice versa.
I don't know if they mentioned that in their study. I should look into that.
Yeah, that would be an interesting part of it to look up, an interesting component, because there are some people who are highly intelligent in certain areas and not in others. You know, people who are like savants, where they can absolutely do any math problem you give them, but they have a difficult time tying their shoes in the morning, you know? So it'd be interesting to see how those types of people factored into the Dunning-Kruger effect, because oftentimes people would view those people as dumb. Like, how do you not know how to tie your shoes? And yet you walk into a classroom with those people and they're solving math equations that, just by looking at them, that the four of us in this room would take a long time to solve, you know, and we'd have to write it all out. So it'd be interesting to see how those types of intelligences factor into the overall effect. So really interesting podcast, guys. Good job. Hope you join us again before the end of the school year for our final set of podcasts.